Hello.
Hey, Anthony. Sorry I was late calling you. I was just finishing up.
No, no. I was worried that, and that's fine. I was just worried. I was like, oh, he might have called, and I was out of service, and it looked like I pushed you through to our Ruby receptionist. Because sometimes I don't even hear the phone ring, and I miss a call. You know?
Yeah, you can always call my direct line and extension, too. My extension's 711
cool.
Here, you know, and I'm about to message you Perry's. Perry is going to be your main account lead on local service ads, you know, the Google Guarantee program. So anytime you have questions or want to pause your leads or anything at all, he's the best one to reach out to, but you could always reach me directly as well, and I could grab him.
Gotcha.
Okay. So let me start off. Let me get you his number. All right.
Okay.
This is his cell phone number, too, okay?
Okay.
Give me a quick second. All right, so it'll say Perry LSA Director. LSA is just a local service ad. It's the same, Google Guarantee, okay?
Okay.
Coming at you right now. All right, and just for account purposes, so it's Anthony Latimer, right? Latimer?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. For the email, like for your tracking metrics, all the emails that will be coming from Perry, you want those sent to the anthony@wefindsimplesolutions.com. Is that correct?
I do, but at the same time, then I don't want to be, are we able to put two addresses? Because what happens is I'll get so busy that the info, if it gets missed, I just won't be able, I'll go big periods of time where I can't review all that stuff.
Gotcha.
So I like my staff to see it.
So let's go info@wefindsimplesolutions.com. Is that the secondary?
Yeah, or how about this? How about this? Can you do Jody, J-O-D-I-E, instead of info? That way I know it's getting taken care of.
J-O-D-I-E at
wefindsimplesolutions.com. Hey, I'll be downstairs.
Gotcha.
Yeah, J-O-D-I-E at wefindsimplesolutions.com.
Perfect. All right. So I got that. You guys already have the Google Business Profile. Perfect. So it's Simple Solutions Contracting. Okay. Oh, let me link your website on here. So in a moment here, I'm going to schedule your client interview with Perry. This is where he's going to go over, like, the keywords. He'll ask you if there's, like, any negative keywords, like if you don't want roof repair jobs, for example, you want roof installs, right? And then he'll go over, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly, et cetera, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And he will help walk you through your application. I'm going to text that process to you in just a second as well, okay?
Yeah, so, I figure me and the other person that meet people have to fill that out, huh?
Yeah, so what will happen is it will have some questions on there. Like, it's going to have you submit your license, your insurance, right? Just for security purposes, we have you guys fill it out for the background check, right? If you run into any hiccups on it, Perry's going to be able to help walk you through that in the client interview with him. Because we want to get that rolling, you know?
Yep.
So before I jump into all that, so there is a one-time $250 application fee that will never be charged again. Card you'll be using to secure that application fee with, is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Yeah, both.
Both. All right. And is there a middle initial on there, Anthony?
Yep. E.
P like Paul?
E is in Edward. E is in Edward. Yep.
Got it. All right, and is the billing address the 252 Merrimack Court?
Yes, I mean it goes off of basically the zip code. It's really a PO box.
Got it. 20678. Is that the zip?
Yep.
Okay. All right, and the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
Yep, it's 4258. 2945.
Okay.
0259.
Okay.
0169.
All right. Expiration?
And we got it expiring on 422.
All right.
Yeah, so I'll be switching it over to a new card here probably next week, so I have the other card. So
Right.
And I know that just changing the expiration date, and everyone always says, oh, everything will stay the same, but it doesn't. It'll kick everything off. So we'll
I'll
update. Sure. Yeah, I'll call everybody before we do it, make sure they know about it.
Yeah, yeah. For that, you can just call me directly, and it's super easy.
Yep.
Or you can, even from your tracking system, you could change it in the settings.
Yep.
We'll show you how to do all that. What's
cool.
the CVC code on it?
It is 458.
All right, perfect. So what I'm doing is coding out the card, already assigned the package to Perry, processing the application fee, and I will set that client interview with Perry in just one second. Just to clarify, we're doing Google Guarantee only, right? On this?
Yeah, that's
okay.
All we're going to do for now. I'm sure we'll change it,
sure.
But yeah. Yep.
Because
yeah. Angie's list
program.
Is kicking hard right now, so it's doing well. So, so Google Guarantee with Angie's List doing as well as it's doing would be a nice combo.
You're going to love this too, man. It's like
cool.
It's like every client that I have that uses it absolutely loves it.
Yeah.
And you know, the big thing is when you don't set an appointment with that client, you're not charged for the lead, and that lead's only sent to you. So it's
bullshit. Yeah, those are two big things, yeah. You can't
for
beat
sure.
that. Because Angie's List, we win them, but yeah, five different people are getting on, and yeah. And we get charged no matter what, even if it's fake, which a lot of them are.
Yeah, I've heard that from clients. I don't know for sure, but I've heard that many times.
Yeah.
You know?
And I don't know that they're fake. Like, Angie's List is making them. I think it's just people who are browsing, and they want to get it to the next step while they're in the Home Advisor thing, so they know they're going to get bombarded, so they put a fake number and a fake email just because they want to get to the next screen. And we get charged for that, you know, because they sell it as a legit info.
Right. I had a client. It was interesting. So he told me that, you know, Home Advisor, they push all these commercials like it's free, it's free, it's free. So people just get on there, and it's a lot of free estimates is what ends up happening, you know. But, you know, it's
but
a good program.
Their
if it's making you money, it's working, right? So.
Yeah. Oh, well, it does. Like, I can't imagine what our business would be without it. And then since our referral thing's so strong, like, I can look back and see because of this one Angie's List lead, we got these 11 jobs, you know.
Right, right. So I just sent you over the application. Perry used to do this on his end, but we were setting up so many of these accounts. He said, hey, just start sending it out so you guys can get started. So you'll notice when you open that up, there will be different questions on it. Just go through it as best as possible. If you run any hiccups, Perry's going to be able to walk you through that in that client interview. Let me check his availability.
I'm going to get my laptop so I can pull that up real quick.
Perfect. Yeah.
Look at it while we're talking.
No, that'd be great. Let me check. Let me go to his calendar. Okay. Let's see. So tomorrow, he always wants 24 hours just to prep for it.
Yeah.
So tomorrow, the soonest time he has is going to be 11 a.m.
Okay.
Man, it looks like that after that, his next appointment is at 5 p.m. And then at 6 p.m.
Okay.
What time?
We can do the 11 tomorrow. I think that would work out good.
Awesome. So let me book that in. You're going to get an email calendar invite in 1 second here. It's going to say local splash, CI, which just means client interview, EN, and it'll say Google Guarantee on it as well. Give me one quick
second. Gotcha.
I'm going to invite him on it, too. Already gave him a heads up about you, though. I have
good
meetings
deal.
With him all the time. He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's really, like, on top of it. So.
Good. Right. Yeah, good deal.
Got it.
Yep, Perry. I'm seeing the emails. Yep.
Perfect. All right, here comes. All right. So I'm sending the email calendar invite right now. Let me jump back over here. Let me just make sure I altered your billing correctly. I did. Okay. So right now there's no fee that scheduled. Like, you just paid the $250 application fee. That's to do the Google Guarantee, right? Perry's going to go over with you your lead fees, which was what I told you the other day, $53.33 per lead. And the minimum monthly will be set at $696. We don't do that minimum monthly until your application process is done, and Perry will go through that with you tomorrow. Okay?
Gotcha.
Did you get that application pulled up?
One second here, and I will. All right.
I could send it to you on email, too, if that's easier.
No, I'm looking at it on email. That's what I'm attempting to look at it on. All right, one sec. I just have to forward one more thing.
I sent it via text, so I'm going to reply to the Google Guarantee email with the application. That way it's right there to you.
Gotcha. All right, so for Local Splash, I got the initial invoice. Yep, I'm going to send that through real quick to my office. Julie's new phone. 250. Okay. And now I'm looking at Welcome to Local Splash and then the Daniel Nelson invitation for Local Splash.
Yeah, so that's for the client interview. You can accept that and add it to your calendar. What I really want you to pull up is the form I sent you. That's super important. I sent it via text, just replied via email, too, with it.
Okay, yep, I see it via
it'll
email.
It'll just be like one link, you know, and when you click on that, it'll take you to an application form. That's what you're going to want to fill out.
Okay.
This makes the process. So once we do this, right, and we submit this to Google, usually the time frame is just about like 3 weeks to get approved. So you want to just get this done as soon as possible. And this is what I was talking about. Like if you run into any hiccups, like, for example, some states didn't require an insurance or license. So Perry walked you through how to push that through, right? But
gotcha.
Yeah, you just follow the prompt on what's there, and if you run into any hiccups, Perry's the one that will walk you through tomorrow.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good deal,
So the text I sent you with Perry's number, that's the number he's going to be calling on tomorrow as well. Okay, just so you're aware.
Okay, and that's tomorrow at 11.
That's tomorrow, 11 a.m. Yeah, I have a schedule between 11 and 12. Usually it doesn't take that long, though. But, you know, that's just the initial client interview where he'll go over how many leads you want, daily, weekly, monthly, answer any questions you may have. And the main thing is we got to get that form pushed through, you know?
Gotcha. Yep, I'm going to push that. I'm going to do that right now.
Yes. Good, 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 good. Yeah. That's. I had one client – he told me to just start emphasize that form because one client, they took 2 months to fill it out and it just prolonged the process, you know? So, all my clients, hey, that's super important. If you could get that done same day too, that'd be great, you know? That way we can get
that rolling. Yep, I'm going to do it right away.
Awesome. If you have any questions too while you're filling it out today, you could call me or Perry, right? I'll definitely, if I don't have the answer, I'll just reach out to him. I'll message him right now so he's got a heads up on the client interview tomorrow. Okay?
Gotcha. Sounds good.
All right, Anthony. Hey, congratulations. You are going to love this Google Guarantee program. Look out for that call tomorrow between 11 and 12. Usually he calls pretty promptly.
Good. Thanks.
Okay. All right, sir.
Yes, thanks a lot, man.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.